Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Traditional sales funnel builders go out and they're like, I have a sales funnel. Why am I not making money? It's because there's no marketing. You need to market before they come to page one of your funnel. That is easily the biggest thing that is hurting people right now, especially in funnel land, is that people think that a sales funnel is a marketing funnel, and it's not.
Finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my baby business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey to $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio.
The three most overrated marketing tactics. Boo. All right, guys, it's go time. Thick skin time as well. I've been doing this game for long enough to see what the popular strategies are that are peddled around that sell really well, but do really bad in marketing. So again, thick skin, but I'm going to share with you guys what those are because I want to save you some pain. Let's dive in. Hey, I have a notebook full of marketing strategies. They work. They're super good. I have been a diligent student of this practice of direct response marketing is what it's called for a long time. 9 years now is when I started it 9 years ago. It's a year older than my oldest. So 9 years ago, I started this. And got deep into it and started learning all the strategies and learning. And I got to tell you, just what I said before, that there are certain strategies. I mean, I've wasted well over $100,000 on strategies that did not work. And it was not that I did them wrong. They're not as effective as was sold to me. Does that make sense? So I'm going to give you guys these three things. And these three things are going to be very powerful. But let me finish explaining them before you throw any rocks at me or destroy me in the comments. Sound good? All right, let's dive in. For about a year and a half, I was spending easily 15 to 20 grand a month on my content. And just as I've said in other things, I would take a single video and we would repurpose it to 17 platforms. The way I did it is I'd stitch together five different agencies and they would take an asset. They would take a digital asset, a video, and they would go, okay, this agency, you're going to do this. Then this agency, you're going to do this. And this agency, you're going to do this. And they all had the different skill sets and they just had little trigger handoff points that I built between them. Super expensive. Really, really expensive. And what I was trying to go for was this thing called omnipresence. Omnipresence is easily one of the biggest overrated marketing tactics in the world, okay? Why do you need omnipresence? Stop. Cut it out. First of all, it's crazy expensive. Stop repurposing content to the nines. Like, it's not bad to repurpose a few times. I was going 17 platforms though, baby. That was overkill. You do not need to do that. That's nuts. I have found more and more that if I just stick to a single platform and just marry it, that's how you win. It's cheaper. It's faster. You get more messages out. The volume of what I can put out is much bigger, much, much bigger. But it means that I can actually build and scale a real business faster. I don't have all this cost going out anymore. The reason I chose YouTube is because of its long-term history. YouTube is the king platform. It's the mother platform. If you are going to be doing any kind of repurposing, start with YouTube and then repurpose. I used to do it the other way, where I would create a podcast episode and then put it on YouTube. Those sucked. That's terrible. Bad strategy, okay? Use YouTube as the mother platform and then repurpose from that if you're choosing to do that. But I'm highly, highly suggesting you don't. Massively overrated strategy right there, that you don't need omnipresence. You need to be seen everywhere because that's not what you're trying to go for. People who are trying to get omnipresence are measuring themselves based on how much of an influence they are, right? How much of an influencer am I? How much of a, like, this is the first time ever we hear kids saying, what are you going to be when you grow up? I'm going to be an influencer. It's like, what the heck does that mean? Right? I'm so sick of that. Okay. You know how I became an influencer? I got really good there. Really, really, really good at what I do. This is not what I do. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is just me publishing about what I do. This is me saying, hey, here's what we do. You want to come check this out? Come check this out. What I do is I have an actual skill set, right? In direct response marketing. And this is me telling you about it. Build a real skill set. Build a skill set outside of what you do or outside of just trying to publish 24/7. So you actually have real tangible skills you can bring to the world. But I just got to say that that one by far is the, whenever I see someone go down the omnipresence route, I'm like, whew, see you in a year, you're going to be poorer and real tired. And I don't even know if it's going to bring you any leads. It's very hard to tie that into a business function. All right, the second most overrated marketing tactic ever is to automate all follow-up. What I did not just say is don't automate any of your follow-up. Automate your follow-up. Of course we do, but we don't just leave it to that. Don't automate all of your follow-up. You lose out a lot of money. Little door-to-door story again. As a door-to-door sales guy, I'd be talking to how selling pest control. You know, I'd be over knocking on the doors and be like, what's up? Hey, what's up? Selling pest control. Actually, this is what we do. We go, what's up? I'm spraying the Joneses down the street. I know that you know who they are. And they have a bunch of ants in their pants. They're just super overloaded. Look, getting the truck here is half the cost. So we actually can do it for 50% off today. If you just do it right now, is 4 or 5 o'clock okay for you today? That was the opening line. And some people would say, get out of here. You know, and other people would say, oh, you know what? Let me talk to my spouse. Well, who do you think I followed up with at the end of the day during dinner? All the people who generated just a little bit of interest. They're like, ooh, I might raise my hand to that. Tell me a little bit more about that. And this is really, really important to understand. When you are automating all follow-up.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go hire, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
You just skip the little interactions that tell you that person's a buyer. They just don't know yet. Does that make sense? And so you skip that and your wallet is much thinner because you're automating all aspects of follow-up. We don't do that anymore. We automate follow-up for sure, but that's not the only thing that we're leaving it to. We actually continue to follow up manually, and we have a lot of systems and powerful things to do that. One of my favorite stories from Frank Kern was he was on Instagram and he's like, what's up? Just want to tell you all that follow-up works. I should have made 10 grand today, but instead I made 60 because I followed up, aka follow up. Following up with people is not annoying if you do it the right way, right? Just reach out and say, hey, what questions do you have about the product we have here? Simple, easy thing to follow up with. That's it. That's it. Starts the conversation. They basically tell you what their objections are to buying. This is easily one of the places people can make more money. What I have found is that because of what I'm telling you right here, we need less leads to make more money. You treat your leads better. The leads are literally more valuable. You treat them better. Not that you're treating them bad without doing this, right? But you are literally valuing the lead better, and so you do better follow-up. All right, so the magic number is 7 times. Research has shown that most people, like 90%, it's like over 90% of purchases happen after the 7th no. And no doesn't mean like, get out of here, right? Meaning they brought up a concern. So after the 7th concern or 7th question they brought up, 90% of people buy after that. Statistically, over 50% of people give up after the first no, meaning you just didn't solve their questions. Follow up with them and answer their questions. What are the questions that you have? And just start following up with, hey, what are the questions you had about this product? And if they're like, if this is an absolute no, they wouldn't be talking to you, right? If they're still talking to you, in sales, no means help me figure out this decision. It doesn't mean get out of here. Get out of here means they would not be talking to you at all. And so text, DM, phone, whatever it might be, YouTube, right? Follow up with your leads and make sure that you still have some manual process in there so you can customize what the person is asking and how you follow up with them and close them. All right, the third most overrated marketing tactic that I see everyone deploying is they expect a sales funnel to market. Okay, we don't call them marketing funnels for a reason. It's a sales funnel. So let's think about this. There's selling and there's marketing, and they're different. Sales is not marketing, right? And vice versa. And so sales is trying to close people while marketing is trying to attract them. Does that make sense? And so this YouTube video right here, let's say that you chose to move forward and you're like, oh, this guy's got some gigantic eyeballs, but yeah, whatever, let's click on his link. Let's say you move forward. What that means is that this YouTube video has created, it's marketing now. All right, this YouTube video is marketing, and I'm inviting you to take action, and I've set you, right? There's a setter and a closer in sales. All right, so now that's a setter. And now if you go to the .com and let's say you continue to move forward, we got some cool free stuff to give you. I'll tell you in a minute. It's a setter closer relationship. And it's one of the reasons why YouTube matters so much, but it's also why sales funnels have such a tough time. Traditional sales funnel builders go out and they're like, I have a sales funnel. Why am I not making money? It's because there's no marketing. You need to market before they come to page one of your funnel. That is easily the biggest thing that is hurting people right now, especially in funnel land, is that people think that a sales funnel is a marketing funnel, and it's not. It's a sales funnel by title for a reason. Marketing happens pre-page one, before they ever come to your .com. So what am I doing right here? Marketing, baby, because I know that marketing is not left up to my funnel. I got to get out there and make attention and get noise and generate interest, right? We call it attention design. I'm designing attention so that it comes through the funnel, but it doesn't happen organically on its own, even though this is organic YouTube. Does that make sense? So make sure that you're not treating your digital assets, especially your .coms you're trying to collect money, your order pages. No one's going to find them on their own. All my .coms that I've ever created ever are still up right now. How come no one's buying from them, right? Does that make sense? Like the super old stuff. It's still up. How come people aren't going to it? It's because that was part of the era where I was treating sales funnels like a marketing funnel, and that's not what they're meant to do. Don't do that. I got a free gift for you. Go to VIPleadmachine.com, and there's a free presentation there you can watch. It'll show you how we treat YouTube and do things to YouTube to turn it into an evergreen lead machine. Okay? VIPleadmachine.com, you'll learn 4 different systems that we put in place to make it this epic powerhouse to get you leads for life every day. And starts to learn to not need you. It's really, really powerful.
Everyone who's ever built a sales funnel knows that it's a very powerful skill set, but that you're also dead in the water if you can't control traffic, especially your own traffic. The problem with most marketers is they think in terms of traffic, though, instead of leads. And you should be thinking about leads. An opt-in is not a lead, right? When someone is a lead, they have purchase intent. They have intent to learn about the product on purpose. They know that that's why they're moving forward. So a simple opt-in is not a product lead, yeah? So how do you turn traffic into leads? Is there a way to automate lead gen strategies without massive paid ad budgets or content budgets? And regardless of the offer or price point, just using the internet? Why, yes, yes, there is. Marley Jackson and I did an event called Lead Machine Live teaching exactly this and these strategies. And you can go check it out and watch it at leadmachinelive.com. Mastering organic content for leads, not views, comments, or subscribers, gives you control of everything pre-funnel, pre-page one. Go learn our 4-part lead machine at leadmachinelive.com, and you can watch the on-demand event replay right now.